I guess it's 7 on the clock, so I'm going to go ahead and kick it off. All right, well, welcome you guys. Altus Trading, my top adjustment tricks to fix bad options trades with Jeff Tompkins. My name is Richard Van Rich, and I'm going to be moderating and hosting tonight for Jeff. I'll be answering any questions you have in the chat box. Craig Ward is also available to answer any questions you guys have. And later on, Jeff's actually going to pause and ask for questions throughout the evening. We want this to be interactive for everyone. And let me run through the disclaimer real quick. Trading securities and options involves risk. Prior to buying or selling an option, investor must receive a copy of the characteristics and risks of standardized options. Investors need a broker to trade securities and options must meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of performance, and performance figures are based on actual trades, including real money results. And due to the time-critical nature of trading, broker fees, and the activity of their subscribers, no guarantee that subscribers will mirror our performance, and performance numbers are shown based on trades users could enter based on the trade signals. So before I bring on Jeff, I want to just probably embarrass him just a little bit. I met Jeff about 6 years ago, and I was in a position where probably a lot of you guys are out there yourselves. I was trading for a couple of years, had a little bit of success, but just as many failures. I actually was coming off a one-year hiatus of trading altogether before I met him. I just kind of out of a whim, decided to take a course that I saw online. And just like so many things in life, you don't really know where it's going to take you before you take that first step. But you know, meeting Jeff and taking his course really changed my life. It allowed me to trade full time, fire my boss, work from home, and just really enjoy my life. Get to raise my 5-year-old daughter at home and do all the fun stuff that I get to do as a dad. Thankfully, COVID is now kind of on the other side, and we're able to get out and have more fun and get out and about. And definitely going to take advantage of that this summer. So meeting Jeff really changed my life, and I think you're going to find what I found, that he's one of the most knowledgeable traders out there. And the way he teaches and explains things just really makes it simple and easy for you to learn. So I think you guys are going to in for a real treat tonight. Got a lot of great stuff to go over, and I'm going to pass it off to Jeff. So Jeff, if you want to grab the microphone.
Hey, thanks, Richard. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your story there. It's a pleasure to work with Richard over the past 6 years, and glad to see, you know, really rewarding to see his progress in trading and things. And that's why you guys are all here. So welcome. And we'll give you a lot of really great stuff that you can put into use after our session tonight in your own trading and investing. Probably have a really wide array of different trading styles and personalities on the session. So what we cover tonight on our session will cater to all of those. You'll get something out of this regardless of whether you're a day trader or a swing trader, or you trade options or stocks. You know, we'll cover a lot of stuff tonight that you guys will, I'm sure, enjoy. So welcome, everybody. Thanks. I see we have people from all over the world. I saw somebody type in, I think, Perth, Australia. Got a Pasadena, California. Cool. Great to see people from all over the place. We actually have members all over the world in over 100 countries across the globe. And it's really great to see such a diverse group. So welcome, everyone. We'll go ahead and dig right in. I'd like to start with a kind of a fun case study that you'll see quickly how it ties into trading. But at first, it might seem a little bit odd, but it's kind of fun to take a look at and consider. So we're going to look at two products that are common, well-known products that you guys have probably seen. One is WD-40, and the other is the Nintendo gaming system. So just a quick kind of like survey or quiz, if anybody out there, and I'll be shocked if anyone gets this, it's a little bit of a stretch, but if anyone knows what these two things have in common, go ahead and type that in the chat box.
I think I used to use WD-40 to spray on my Nintendo games again.
Yeah, Chris says they're both hands-on. Yeah, I think I tried that too. You know, I remember... not the first edition. That's a good guess. That's a good guess. That's probably the closest one. I don't know who's, there's not a name attached to that one. That one's under New Trader, but not the first edition is a really close one. So yeah, I mean, these are obviously very successful products, both of them. Nintendo came out when I was just tiny. I remember playing Mario Brothers, fun one. Jack and Lionel got it. Well, Jack really got it. So let's look at this, these two products. Really what they have in common is they both failed pretty miserably, actually, in the beginning. So Nintendo, of course, now we know it is the gaming company that launched a real era in the gaming industry. We have so many different gaming systems, you know, Xbox and all these other things that have come out since Nintendo kind of launched this era of home gaming. But it didn't actually start out as a success. And a lot of people haven't even heard of their first offering, which is the Famicom console. And that one had to be recalled after only a few months. So it really wasn't on the market for very long. And then came along Atari. And Atari did okay for a while, but then failed in the mid-80s and really left the whole industry in a real mess. And then Nintendo decided to launch the NES to try to put something new out there, but it barely sold when it was introduced in 1985. So kind of an interesting case study, being that, you know, it became so popular and really ended up being a huge success, but it certainly didn't start out that way. But by the end of 1986, everything really changed. So Nintendo introduced those two little characters you see there down on the bottom right, Mario and Luigi. And that's actually what changed the history of American gaming forever. So it really just took, you know, a few tweaks to their business model in introducing something that was a bit unique and different to take them from what was a failure into a huge success. And then we look at WD-40, and Jack got this one right in terms of how it got its name. But if you've ever wondered where it got its name, it comes from the fact that the formula actually represents the 40th attempt to create a degreaser and rust protection solvent. So it was originally used in the aerospace industry, and it became popular among the employees, and they were using it as, you know, lubricants for home use. And it was finally packaged into aerosol cans and introduced to the retail market in 1958. So imagine if the lab had given up after 39 tries, right? We wouldn't have WD-40 as we know it today. I'm sure there would be other, degreasing agents on the market, but WD-40 went through a lot of failures before it became the market leader in lubrication. So really interesting case study to kind of consider, because it ties into what we're going to talk about tonight and in terms of trading and investing, because we as traders and investors also all have failures. And ultimately what leads to success is being able to make adjustments or tweaks to your trades and take what, you know, might end up being a loss or maybe, you know, just an unsuccessful trade that didn't work out as you initially had intended it to, and making tweaks to that to mitigate the loss or even turn it into a winner. So that's the theme of our show tonight. That's what we're going to be covering, and I'll show you guys how to do this. And we're going to look at two really popular markets: one, the options market, and also the stock market. And options have become extremely popular as of late. I mean, they've really grown exponentially as far as the trading volume since they were introduced decades ago. But certainly in the last couple of years, they've even grown more. And this is an article that was pulled off of CNBC back on December 4th of 2020. And it was discussing the pandemic-induced options trading craze. So a lot of people, of course, were unfortunately losing their jobs and were furloughed or, you know, lost a paycheck and were trying to find other ways to make money, and particularly make money from home, since there were so many businesses shut down, and that really created a challenge for people. An interesting stat to look at that was published by Piper Sandler last year, looking at the equity options trading volume versus 2019 levels before the pandemic hit, they're 50% higher. So if you look at the NASDAQ equity options volume, it was 49% higher. The CBOE volume was 51%, and the ICE volume is 58% higher. So a lot of people have taken up options trading as a result of the pandemic and, in an effort to seek other sources of income, whether that's to supplement lost income from the pandemic or a lost job, or just looking to create a more secure future for these types of events as they inevitably come up. So options trading is certainly can be a great source of income. But the unfortunate thing is that For most people, there's a lot of failure involved before you can reach that point. And I'm no exception to that. I started trading options back in the early 2000s, and I had some successes, but I had a lot of failures as well. And it really took me over a decade to kind of figure things out to where I could trade options on it with consistent results. And one of those things that we're going to be covering tonight that makes that possible are trade adjustments and the ability to fix losing options trades. Put an X in the chat box if you've ever entered a trade without a backup plan. In other words, I mean, you may have had a stop loss, or you may have, you know, had a take profit level. But yeah, Renee, Jack, a lot of people are, you know, putting X's in the chat box. And that's how I used to trade. I used to put a trade on, and yeah, it might have a stop loss in place or have an idea of where I wanted to get out if the trade worked well. But if it didn't, I never really had any other backup plan. And that was really detrimental, because as I began to learn different ways to adjust options trades, I started to see a real dramatic difference in my overall results. And so now I never get into a trade that I can't adjust. And that's my mantra. If I'm going to put a trade on, whether it's in my fund for my clients or for myself on my personal trading account, I never put it on unless I can make an adjustment to the trade that can improve the results of that trade. So that's crucial. And a lot of trading styles out there don't allow for that. So I'm hoping I can make you see things in a different light on our session tonight and kind of change the way that you look at trading, because very few traders do make it. And certainly, you know, it's exciting to see that article on CNBC with all these new options traders coming into the market, but it's also a bit scary for me because I know how difficult it is. And unfortunately, a lot of those people will ultimately fail. And there are a lot of reasons for failure, you know, anywhere from money management to trading psychology to, you know, not, you know, using a viable strategy or system, you know, abandoning that strategy or system if, you know, it's not working for a period of time. But if we really boil it down, it's ultimately the losing trades that wipe out profits from our winning trades that result in the low success rate for traders and investors. And, you know, trading's an interesting business because generally the overhead's pretty low in terms of transaction costs. I mean, like if you compare it to, for instance, real estate, you know, transaction costs are very, very high on a dollar basis. With trading and investing, you know, certainly now with most brokers going commission-free, and with options trading, really you're just paying for, you're paying a per contract fee to your broker. That's really our biggest overhead that we face. We have some sunk costs, you know, our trading computer, our internet connection, but it can be a remarkably low-cost business. With one exception, our losing trades, right? So those are really our biggest overhead. But the good news is up to 50% of the losses that traders experience can be fixable and avoidable. And actually, we found in our experience, it can be even higher than that. And some of our alert services where we issue options trade alerts to our members, we also include trade adjustments for those. And in a number of our services, we've actually been able to adjust in one particular service, 100% of our losers into winners. So I use the 50% to be conservative, because typically, you know, about half of those losers that you maybe are experiencing now, there's a pretty strong case to be made that you can adjust those either to mitigate the loss or even turn it into a winner. So I'm not going to, you know, claim that we're not going to have losing trades. They're inevitable. We're going to experience them. But you can imagine what a difference it could make if you could take a lot of those losing trades and turn them around. And I'm going to show you some cases where not only do we turn them around, we actually turn them into bigger winners than we started out with. So had we had everything worked out fine when we put the trade on and no adjustment was required, that's great, right? But some of our adjustments actually result in even larger winners, which is pretty cool. So there will be losses. It's a cost of doing business in the trading world, but we want to minimize those as much as possible. And a lot of those can be avoided and even turn into profitable trades by making a few simple tweaks to that trade. So let's imagine if we look at a popular option strategy like the Iron Condor, which we'll talk a little bit about tonight, and it consists of two credit spreads, a bear call spread and a bull put spread. And it's a four-legged strategy that's commonly used by options traders. And we'll look at an example where an Iron Condor that was put on the SPX, it was down $3,900, was tweaked just slightly, just a really minor little tweak to that trade that resulted in a $2,400 winner. So most traders would have walked away at that point with a $3,900 loss on 10 contracts. But we're going to show you how you could make a tweak to that and instead walk away with a $2,400 winner. Or how about a credit spread? This is a really another common strategy traded by options traders, both new and experienced alike. And probably one of the more commonly traded strategies. It's just a two-leg strategy, and it results in a credit to your brokerage account when you put the trade on, which is why it's referred to as a credit spread. And it's a popular income-based strategy that we'll look at tonight as well. And so imagine a losing credit spread on the QQQ that's down $580, at which point most people would probably say, you know, I'm throwing in the towel. I don't want to lose any more money. It hit my stop loss level, whatever the reason, I'm walking away and taking the loss. But in reality, there is a possible adjustment that you could make to this losing spread and turn it into a $620 winner. Also a naked put. Now, naked puts are one of our favorite strategies. A lot of people are afraid of naked puts because they're uncovered options, right? So they're simply a short put or the result of selling a put to a put buyer. And for that, you receive a credit to your account as well. And naked puts, just like any other strategy, can be dangerous and can be unprofitable if not executed and managed correctly. But in reality, naked puts are actually one of the easiest strategies in the options world to adjust. And I'm going to show you the results from one of our trade alert track record from this one strategy alone, and you'll be blown away by what's possible. Now, if we couldn't make an adjustment to this type of trade, I probably would never trade it. So that's key, because you will have plenty of times when the trade moves against you. And in this case, on the stock Cien, CIEN, that was down $730, you know, that's a loss that nobody wants to take. But if we make a tweak and a couple tweaks to this trade, we can turn it into a winner. And again, this is one of the easiest strategies to adjust. Now, here's the thing. These aren't hypothetical examples that I'm showing you. These are actual trade alerts that we sent to our members with the adjustments. So we're going to look at these in a little bit more depth, and I'll show you how we did this. But these are actual trade alert examples, not hypothetical. So one of the adjustment techniques I like to use with a naked put is called delta neutral hedging. And that's one of the first adjustments we're going to go over tonight. So to demonstrate what that can do for a naked put position, I'm using an example from my real money TD Ameritrade account. So this is a screenshot of my Thinkorswim platform at a TD Ameritrade, and it's taken on a very specific day. Some of you, if you were trading back, you know, 6 years ago, may recognize the date there of August 24th, 2015. So this was the flash crash that we experienced at the open on that day. And I believe the Dow opened down like over 1,000 points. So it was a bad situation. And I'm in the mountain time zone. So I took this 6 minutes after the open at 7:36 a.m. So 9:36 a.m. Eastern time. And what I want you to notice, so these were all short put positions in my account. And you know, I had, I don't know, 10 to 12 short puts on a variety of different stocks. And you'll notice that a lot of these stocks got hit really hard on this flash crash. Some were down, you know, double digits, 12%, 10%, 14% on TNA. And a lot of them were down, you know, 5 to 8%, but every single one of those stocks was down. That's what I want you to notice there in the percent change column. Every single one of those stocks in my account was down. So if you're not familiar with a short put strategy, again, it's an income strategy where you collect a premium for writing puts. These position, these stocks being down, should result in a loss in my trading account. But you'll notice if you look at my P&L for the day, 6 minutes into the open, I was up over $7,600. So you're probably wondering, how the heck did I do that? How was I able to show an open P&L of $7,609 when the market was crashing? And so that's what we're going to start out by looking at. So the cool thing is, because remember, and try to remember this as we go through our time together tonight, I never put a trade on that I can't adjust. And the good news is there is an adjustment to fix virtually every bad options trade. Some are easier to adjust than others. Short puts are probably one of the easiest strategies to adjust. The more legs you get involved in the strategy, typically the more difficult it gets to adjust, especially if you're combining long and short positions, so like a credit spread or an iron condor. But there are still some really great ways to adjust these. And over the next hour or so, I'm going to reveal a few of my most effective adjustment techniques to fix losing options trades. So we're going to look at things like taking a losing credit spread and using a delta neutral hedge and turning it into a winner, or taking a losing naked put and using a horizontal roll and turning that into a winner, or even taking a long call or a long put and using converting that into a vertical spread and turning that into a winner. So we've got a lot of really fun stuff to cover with you guys tonight. So I'm going to give you guys a little quick background on myself before we hop into the fun stuff. Just if you haven't, participated in any of my past educational events, I do have 20 years of experience trading the stock options and futures markets. And I received professional training at Morgan Stanley. I did a trader internship at the trading desk at Morgan Stanley. And also the founder and chief investment strategist of Altos Trading. We actually currently have about over 50,000 members in over 100 countries across the globe. So we've taught a lot of people how to not just enter these options trades, but how to adjust them. Because most educators out there aren't going to teach you the adjustment part. They're just going to show you how to get into the trade or how to find the trade. And in reality, that's probably one of the least important components of the trading process. Because none of us has a crystal ball. We can't know for sure what's going to happen in the future. So the really important component is being able to adjust things as the market changes. And unfortunately, most people don't teach that. But that's one of our core teachings here at Altos Trading, is to teach people how to make adjustments to trades. I also manage a hedge fund at Altos Capital for my clients. And I'm the founder and creator of the Trade Trend Signal software. We won't really be talking too much about that tonight, but you can always check it out from our website. So by the end of our session tonight, you'll discover how to fix losing options trades and even turn a lot of them into winners. And I'm going to reveal some of my top trade adjustment tricks to reduce risk and increase potential profits. So whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro, this is really must-have information for today's markets, and especially today's markets, because volatility has really been all over the map. And we finally, the VIX, the CBOE Volatility Index, finally dropped below 20 recently, but it's going back up again. There's a lot of uncertainty with new presidential administrations and global pandemic and all these things that are going on right now. And it's just been a volatile time in the markets, and that can make things really tough for us as traders and even buy and hold investors. So you'll see that when you can adjust these trades as the market changes, it can make a big difference in how you approach trading and your bottom line, which of course is the amount of money that you take home at the end of the day. So let's start by looking at selling puts for income. I mentioned this is one of our core strategies at Altos Trading. It's one of our favorite strategies. We've run an alert service on this one strategy alone going back about 6 years now. And it's done very, very well for our members. And I'm just going to kind of cover the basics of what it is, and then we'll get into how to overcome any drawbacks to the strategy and adjust any losing trades. So a naked put or a short put is basically, it's a simple option strategy. It's one leg. So you're just using one strike price, one expiration, and you're selling to open put options. And for that, you collect a premium or a credit into your brokerage account for entering the trade. And this is what really draws a lot of people to this strategy, because it's an income-based strategy. And I like income-based strategies because we're all trading for income, right? We might be doing it for different reasons or in different ways. And maybe some people are really trying to build up their trading account, but ultimately we're trying to make money in the market. So I don't necessarily like swinging for the fences and trying to hit a home run here and there. And then experiencing, you know, a series of losses that wipes out my profits, because that would not make it easy to pay my bills. So I stay away from that stuff, and I look for income-based consistent strategies. And this is certainly one of them. So basically the way that it works is when the stock rises and the put options that you sold expire out of the money, you get to keep the entire premium you collected when you sold the put options. So we'll look at a quick example. This is just a hypothetical example on ABC stock. So let's say it's trading at $100 per share and you decide to sell to open 10 of the 95 strike contracts. So you'll notice the 95 strike is below the current share price of $100. And for that, we collect a $2.50 premium per contract. Now each contract controls 100 shares of stock. So if we go out 14 days in expiration, you're receiving an immediate deposit of $2,500 in your brokerage account. Now, as long as ABC stock closes above $95, and see, we gave ourselves a little bit of padding there, about a 5% move to the downside. So the stock can stay flat, it can move down a little bit, or it can go up as much as it wants. As long as it stays above 95, that expiration, you get to keep that entire $2,500 premium you receive when you initiate the trade. Sounds pretty nice, right? Now it is nice, and it's nice when it works out, but it doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes stocks, you know, sell off or go into a correction, or even crash. So then what do we do? Well, that's everyone's biggest fear when they think about selling puts. And a lot of people think it's a very risky strategy, but especially if you look at like a cash secured put, or you're well capitalized and you're not over leveraging your margin, it's one of the lowest risk strategies you can trade. In fact, the risk is comparable to a covered call strategy or buying shares of the stock, which, you know, even if you consider the premium you collect, it's even a little bit lower risk than buying an equivalent number of shares of the stock. So a lot of people think that selling puts is really extremely risky, but it does have a similar risk profile to buying stock or writing covered calls. And here's where the real game changer comes in. It would be comparable in risk to these other strategies if you just enter the trade and let it go. So, you know, if it's a losing trade, it's a loss. You cut your losses and move on. But when you're able to adjust the trade, that changes the whole risk profile. And it's really incredible what that can do to the risk profile. And it can turn into a very consistent method for collecting income from the options market with very low drawdowns in the account when executed correctly with good risk parameters. And in fact, it's how Warren Buffett often acquires stock. He'll typically write puts on a position that he wants to get into to collect income and then also get into the stock at a lower price. Now, we don't use puts that way. We don't write puts with the intention of owning the stock. That's one way some people do it. But we do it a little bit differently. And if the stock drops below our strike price, then we look at making an adjustment. So instead of using a hope and a prayer, and this is unfortunately what a lot of people do, we're going to use trade adjustments. And most amateur traders, you know, like I mentioned, just go ahead and accept the loss. But really what separates professional traders in the options market from amateurs is the ability to adjust losing trades. So rather than, you know, enter a trade and cross our fingers and only have one exit strategy, which is either take, you know, win the trade or take a loss, we're going to look at making an adjustment. So it doesn't have to be an inevitable loss. A simple tweak can often save the trade and even result in greater profits. So let's talk about what happens when things go wrong. So for any strategy that we look at trading in the options market, we have a primary exit. And for writing puts, that would be the put to expire out of the money. And in that case, we would keep 100% of the premium collected. So what I mean by expire out of the money is the stock needs to finish above the strike price of your put options at expiration. And for us, going back 6 years in our service, that's occurred about 85% of the time. So about 8.5 times out of 10, we don't need to make any adjustments because we have done our homework and we put the trade on in a way that has allowed us to achieve a high win rate. But just like anybody else out there, you know, we're no different. We are subject to you know, to Mr. Market and whatever he's going to throw at us. So we can't control a lot of the variables in the market. You know, one of those being volatility. So we have a backup plan. We have a secondary exit strategy, and that's where we would need to make an adjustment to the trade. And one of our favorite adjustment strategies often results in even greater profits, as I mentioned earlier. So let's talk about how to adjust a losing short put. We're going to look at two different adjustment techniques. One is rolling. So rolling involves closing out our initial trade. These are our short puts, and then opening a new trade at a further out expiration. And we typically will use the same strike price and the same number of contracts. There will be some cases where we can actually, what's called rolling down, we can roll our strike down in price or up in price, and we can roll out to expiration. But ideally, we want to do this for an equal or greater credit or deposit into our account. And this is what we call staying net cash positive. And I'm just kind of going over the basics right now. So this will all start to make more sense as we get into some examples of these adjustments. But this one adjustment alone is what has allowed us to close over 230 consecutive winners for our members. And that includes trade adjustments. So again, about 85% roughly of those, we close at the initial credit. And then about 15% of them we make adjustments to. And again, the cool thing is a lot of times those adjustments increase the profit in the trade. Now, the second technique we use, and this is the one that I showed you for my real money TD Ameritrade account, is delta neutral hedging. So in order to, and by the way, you can delta neutral hedge any option strategy. And it's a really great one to learn if you guys aren't familiar with it. And I'll show you how to do it with a credit spread as well on the session tonight. But basically what delta neutral hedging is, as it relates to puts, is we're basically manipulating the number of contracts in the trade, either by adding another leg to the trade, or if we're looking at a multi-leg strategy like we will shortly with credit spreads, manipulating the number of contracts in one of the legs. So for a short put, in order to make that delta neutral, we simply have to buy, so we're buying to open now, and we're not selling enough at the money or near the money put options in order to completely, or as completely as possible, offset the positive delta of your existing short put options. And by executing this adjustment, if the stock actually continues to fall, which if you just have a short put is exactly what you don't want it to do, you can actually profit on the put options that you purchased and even offset the losses on the ones that you sold if the stock continues to move lower. And we'll typically reserve this adjustment technique for if our short puts move in the money very aggressively. So this is kind of an aggressive adjustment technique. And as I saw the market starting to fall, I delta neutral hedged a lot of my short puts that you saw from the flash crash back on August 24th, 2015. And that's how I was able to show an open profit of over $7,600, even when the market was tanking. So that's the beauty of delta neutral hedging. And I'm actually gonna give you the formula now to do that on your own. So I'm gonna show you right now exactly how I delta neutral hedge these trades. So here's the calculation. First, we take the number of contracts in our initial short puts. So let's, you know, say we sold 10 contracts, 10 put options. We take the number of contracts times the delta times 100, and that's going to give us our position delta. And by the way, you most likely you don't need to calculate this on your own. If you already have an options trading platform, you can get this data from your platform. It runs the calculation for you. But that's how you get your position delta. Now, what the next step is to divide the at the money option, because remember now your put option's now in the money. So in other words, the stock is trading below the strike price of your option. That's what we don't want when we sell a put. So we're going to take the at the money option strike price, get the delta of that strike, and we're going to divide the at the money option delta by our position delta. So that's the calculation that we did in step one. And that's going to give us the number of contracts to buy for our hedge. And the result is a delta neutral hedge that can profit on a decline in the underlying security. So it's a really simple two-step process. And we'll look at an example. So let's say that we had, this is just kind of a generic stock. Let's say we had sold the 58 strike puts initially. So that was our initial trade. And we collected a premium or a credit for doing that. But unfortunately, now the stock has dropped below $58 per share. again, that's what we don't want to have happen when we sell a put. And now those 58 strikes are in the money, as you can see in the shading there. So what we would do is we would take the delta, which is 59. You can ignore the negative. All puts have a negative delta. But we want to take that and multiply it by our number of contracts. We're going to use 10 in this example. So we'd sold 10 contracts and then by the delta times 100. So that's going to give us a position delta of 590. So see how the delta there is 0.59. We multiply that by 100 and then by 10, which is our number of contracts. And that gives us our position delta of 590. Okay. Now we want to figure out our hedge. So we take the at the money strike, which is the 57 strike contracts, and we divide that. So we would divide 48. So again, ignore the decimal and the negative into 590. And that gives us 12.29. Now, we obviously can't buy 12.29 contracts. So we either round up or down to the nearest number. So we'd round down to 12. And that would tell us we need to buy 12 57 strike contracts to delta neutral hedge our 58 strike short puts. Okay, so we have 10 short puts at the 58 strike and 12 long puts at the 57 strike. And this creates a hedge. And if the stock continues to fall, it would actually produce a overall profit in the position. Now, a lot of people ask, well, what happens if the stock goes back up? Well, all adjustments are reversible. So we would simply exit the hedge as it would no longer be needed. And we would probably take a little bit of a loss on that, a little bit of a haircut on the long puts, but hopefully not, if we're being diligent, not any more than the credit that we collected from selling the initial puts. But it basically sets us up to profit if the stock continues to fall. And that's what happened here on the flash crash in August 2015. So let's look at an example of rolling now, because rolling is actually our first go-to adjustment for short puts. All right, so I'm going to go through an example of rolling because it's simpler than delta neutral hedging, but it has to be done in a very certain way to make it worthwhile. So this is an actual real life example from our alert service that we sent out to our members, and it's actually one of our worst case scenarios. So I don't like to share our picture perfect trades when I'm doing educating people, because then it's like, wow, big deal. He's just showing, cherry picking the best ones. Well, instead of doing that, I'm going to cherry pick one of the worst ones and show you how we got out of it. So on August 10th, we alerted our members to sell puts on Sienna with an August week 3 expiration at the 2450 strike. And the credit for that was $27 a contract. So hypothetically, let's say, you sold 10 contracts, you would collect a credit of $270 and that gets deposited right into your brokerage account. Now, unfortunately, Sienna started to go down. And on August 18th, it was trading below our 2450 strike puts. So again, that's exactly what we don't want to happen. Now, what we did is we alerted our members to roll those contracts out for a debit of $1 per contract to the August week 4 expiration. So we're just rolling out 1 week, the same strike price, 2450, and collecting $110 per contract. So you'll notice here that this is key to understanding rolling and how it can work so well, even if the stock doesn't go back up above your strike price, is staying net cash positive. So notice that the credit collected there was greater than the debit. That's crucial. So same number of contracts, same strike price. Now, Sienna kind of stayed flat for a while, maybe went up slightly, but didn't get back above our 2450 strike puts. So on August 25th, we alerted our members to make another rolling adjustment, this time for a 52-cent debit. So look, notice what happened here. There was $110 per contract credit followed by a $52 debit. So we actually booked some profit on that rolling adjustment. And it was rolled out to September week 2. This time we were able to roll down the strike price down to $22.50 and still stay in that cash positive. So you'll notice that the credit now was $58 per contract, which is greater than the $52 debit. So see how we're picking up a little bit in credit on each of these adjustments. Now on September 8th, things weren't looking so good. Sienna kept going down. And unfortunately on September 8th, another rolling adjustment was required for an 85-cent debit. This time we roll out a couple weeks to September week 4, same strike price, same number of contracts. So we're at the 2250 strike now. But notice again what happens. We roll for $100 per contract credit. So we're staying net cash positive. Once again, the stock just does not want to go back up. September 22nd, we alert our members to roll CNI once again for a 90 cent debit, but we picked up a little bit of profit from that last adjustment. See how we went from $100 credit to a $90 debit? So we booked a 10% credit profit on that rolling adjustment and rolled out to up to October week one, same strike price, this time $103 per contract. So you're noticing each time we roll, we're collecting more premium, and that's crucial. Again, it's called staying net cash positive. And what it ultimately allows us to do is take advantage of changes in implied volatility, because by October 6th, even though Sienna never went back above our initial 2450 strike price, because this is kind of the criticism from people who shy away from selling puts. Well, what happens if the stock never goes back up to your strike? Well, as long as the thing doesn't go to zero, and we don't sell puts on stocks that are going to go to zero, if the stock doesn't go to zero, you can recover the trade. And that occurred here just a little under 8 weeks later for a 17 cent debit. So overall, here's what I want you guys to notice. Back on August 10th, when we alerted our members to initially sell puts on this stock, there was a $27 per contract credit. So again, $270 on 10 contracts. But notice what happened by the time these four adjustments were executed. There was a $540 per contract profit. So it was twice as much as the initial credit. We doubled our credit by making these adjustments, even though the stock never returned back above the strike price. And the reason that works is because it allows you to stay net cash positive while taking advantage of decreases in implied volatility and increases in the underlying share price. So that's crucial.
I think what's really cool about this, before you move on, is
I was actually going to pause and see if you had anything to say or any questions came through.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just wanted to say that, I mean, in this situation, a lot of folks out there, especially options traders, I mean, you know, if they would have run into a hiccup, you know, back on August 10th, most would have just taken the hit. They said, well, you know, I got my stop in there, I'm going to get stopped out, and then they walk away. But if just kind of going through your example here, and you can look at this, like you said, over and over again, it doesn't matter how many times. I mean, again, we've got almost 250 winners in a row with this adjustment technique being used many times. You know, it's incredible the power of what it can do for you.
So, yeah, and the other really beautiful thing about it too is you're not actually increasing your risk in the trade as long as you're not changing your number of contracts. You're simply extending the time in the trade. Now there is time risk involved, of course, and that's a topic for a whole nother presentation in terms of all the option Greeks with theta, gamma, delta. We're mainly going to be hitting delta tonight on our session, but you're not changing the overall risk in the trade. In fact, you're lowering it by increasing the credits in the trade. So that's really the amazing thing. This is another example. We've got a lot of really great stuff to get through, so I'm not going to run through this one verbatim, but just another example of one that we sent out to our members. This was only took a couple adjustments. In fact, it only took one adjustment on Micron, but another case where we had alerted our members to sell puts at a 44.50 strike, and even though the stock didn't go back up above that 44.50 strike, by executing a rolling adjustment and staying net cash positive, and the stock closing below 44.50 at 43.59 when we closed out the trade, we still went from a $550 per 10 contract credit back on September 12th to an $820 profit by the time the trade was closed out. So you can see this can really work well even when the stock doesn't go back above. And that's really the silver lining with rolling, is that you don't have to recover past your short strike in order to be profitable, because we're staying net cash positive. And there's other little tweaks we can make with rolling. We can actually combine delta neutral hedging with rolling. We can also expand our position. And that should be done with the utmost caution. That basically means you increase the number of contracts in your trade. But that, if as long as you're staying with risk within your risk parameters, can be also a very effective way to roll, is to expand the position. So let's say like your risk parameters allowed you to sell 10 contracts, but rather than go full, you know, all in at once with all 10 contracts, you start out with five. And then if the trade moves against you and the stock goes down, you can enter your other five contracts, expand the position out to the total of 10 at a lower price point, and still collect a big premium while
reducing the break-even point of the trade. So it's kind of like dollar cost averaging with stocks, but with options. So there's a lot of other little cool things that you can throw in there, but we won't get into all the complexities of that tonight. What I want you guys to understand is there are ways to make adjustments to these trades that ultimately for most people would have been a losing trade, and even make them winners to the point where they overcome not only the loss, but also the initial credit and turn into even a more profitable trade. And we love to do this with option selling. And we like and favor option selling strategies because they really have a better statistical odds of success, and even more so than a casino has over its customers. And we all know that casinos have a very slight edge, sometimes in the neighborhood of 1 or 2%, but they still have enough money to build $1 billion hotels in Vegas. So it's purely a numbers game, right? So it's just a matter of how many trades you put on over a period of time. But the beauty of it is you have three ways to win. So if you look at it versus like buying a call or a put, or even a vertical debit spread, you basically can only win if the stock goes in the direction you anticipate in the exact time that you have in before expiration. But with selling options, we have three ways to win. The stock can go up, it can stay flat, or it can even move down. And that is what allows us to win 85% of those trades that we send out to our members without even having to make an adjustment. But even when things don't work out as they inevitably, don't at some point, we are able to overcome that. And it allows time decay to work in our favor. Time is the biggest enemy of option buyers. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't like fighting something that is working against me. So I'd rather go with the higher probability strategy. And so that would be selling options. And it has much more room for error and is typically much easier to adjust. Now, yeah, you can adjust long calls and long puts. One popular way to do that is converting them to vertical spreads, but it's much more difficult to turn them into a profitable winner. So let's look at another popular strategy, credit spreads and iron condors. So this is another favorite of ours. If you're not familiar with them, their credit spreads are they're a popular option strategy. I kind of went through an example in the beginning of the session, but it's basically created by buying a cheaper options contract and simultaneously writing an equal number of more expensive option contracts. So it's still a net selling strategy, and you receive a premium or credit into your account for executing the trade. And that's why they're referred to as credit spreads. Now, another beautiful thing about option selling that overcomes what I refer to as the trader's dilemma is your potential profit when you enter the trade. And certainly when we look at different adjustment techniques to fix our losing trades, that can become an even better picture. But we know that when we collect a credit, if it all works out as planned, that's our profit. The problem with any directional option strategy, or even buying stocks or ETFs, is we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know how long things are going to run. And trading psychology and emotions are much more likely to come into play and do us harm. So, if you buy a stock, how do you know really when to get out? It's that fear of missing out and fear of losing profits that starts to enter our mind that causes us to make bad decisions. But option selling really can help us overcome those. Now, an iron condor is simply the combination of two credit spreads. It's a bull put spread and a bear call spread on the same underlying security. And we typically would execute this on a stock that's maybe moving sideways in a channel or has very well-defined overhead support and overhead resistance and lower support. And the reason that I love this strategy is unlike a lot of option strategies, you have to hit a bullseye to be successful. And that's very difficult to do, even for very experienced traders. They typically tend to lose a lot of trades. And that's obviously going to create problems for somebody, especially if you have a smaller account and you're not well capitalized. Now, if you're a huge hedge fund or, even a retail trader and you've got a couple $1 million in your account, then you might be able to withstand those losing trades. But for most people, it causes them to blow up their account. And the reason I love credit spreads and iron condors is we don't have to hit a bullseye. We can you know, really throw darts all over the board, and we can adjust if we need to, right? So let's talk about how to adjust a losing credit spread or iron condor. One is with the technique we talked about with short puts, delta neutral hedging. So it just works a little bit differently. In order to transform a credit spread or even an iron condor into a delta neutral position, if either the short put or the short call in our spread is breached, we close half the contracts at the breach strike. And what this can do is help us offset losses and even produce a profit if the underlying continues to move past the spread. So let's say, you know, you sold a credit spread with 10 contracts in it. And you get a breach of, you know, let's say it's a bull put spread. You get a breach of your short puts. You can close half of those contracts, which is going to create a higher delta in your long contracts. So that basically increases your hedge, and it can produce winning trades with a profit greater than the initial credit. So let's look at an example of where we actually did this with our members. This is an iron condor adjustment example where we had issued an alert to open an iron condor in the SPX back on June 15th with a June week 5 expiration. And that allowed our members to collect $110 per contract. So if you were trading 10 contracts, that would be a credit to your brokerage account of $1,100 before commissions and fees. Now, unfortunately, shortly after this trade was issued, the SPX started to drop, and it actually breached the 2725 strike puts, leaving the trade with a potential loss of $3,900. Okay, so this is if you were trading 10 contracts. Now, remember, guys, all of this is scalable. If you were in it with one contract, it would be $390. You know, if you were in it for, you know, with 100 contracts, it'd be 39,000. So everything is scalable. You can adjust the position size accordingly, but we're just using 10 as an example. But here's the good news. On the very next day, June 26th, we alerted our members to adjust this trade with a delta neutral hedge. So we simply told them to close half of the 2725 strike puts and leave the rest of the trade alone. Then the very next day, on June 27th, we alerted our members to close the trade because the S&P index, the SPX, continued to drop, which is exactly what we wanted. And it allowed our members to close the iron condor for $240 per contract, turning that $3,900 loss into a $2,400 winner for every 10 contracts traded. So again, notice on June 15th, the initial credit was $1,100 per 10 contracts. We more than doubled what the profit would have been if everything had worked out as we had initially planned by making a couple very simple tweaks to this trade. Pretty incredible. And delta neutral hedging works magic when the underlying continues to move in the direction of your breach vertical credit spread. Now, again, if the S&P were to suddenly reverse and go back up, we would look at rolling out of that credit spread and going back to our initial spread. Now, let's look at an example on Apple. This is kind of a fun one to look at. It's a credit spread example. A lot of people trade credit spreads on individual stocks. And you'll notice that on this stock chart, there's strong resistance at around the 125.50 level. So you can see that price was sort of bouncing off that level and it was having a hard time breaking through. So we're going to look at an example. A lot of people would look at opening a bear call credit spread above that resistance area of 125.50. And that would have been okay there for a while, but shortly after, if you had entered right there in early December as the price was bouncing off that resistance area again, unfortunately, that wouldn't have been good because Apple all of a sudden started to take off there in mid-December. So let's look at how we could adjust this credit spread. All right, so let's set up an initial spread first. So this is what that would look like if we identify this resistance zone, right around 125, and we want to place our strike either close to that zone or slightly above. In this example, we'll just place it right at that 125 level with 10 contracts in each leg with a December 31st expiration. And you'll notice that this was entered on the 9th as we noticed that, or would have been entered on the 9th when the Apple was bouncing off that resistance area. Now, the initial credit here was $59 per contract. So if you were trading 10 contracts, the credit's $590 to your brokerage. As we saw on the chart, Apple started to take off and it blew right through the 125 strike. And you'll notice here that there was a $560 loss in the trade. So now we need to think about making an adjustment to this. And one great way to do that, this is just kind of another way of hedging or delta neutral hedging. This one isn't exactly delta neutral, but it's more of an aggressive. So oftentimes when we see the underlying security make an aggressive move through the short strike, we'll go out and buy a strike right in between the spread. So see how the short strike in the spread was 125 and the long was 127. Well, if we go out to the same expiration of December 31st and buy an equal number of contracts at the 126, that's going to give us a nice hedge if the stock keeps going up. Now, notice we bought the calls. So we're looking at call options here. Now, typically, we would look at probably doing somewhere between half of the contracts in your spread, so 5 to a maximum of equal number of contracts, in this case, 10. So if you want to be more conservative, you could still hedge this with probably about 5 contracts. If you want to be more aggressive, you can go all the way up to the number of contracts you have in your initial spread, as we're looking at in this example. But notice how there's a $560 loss in the initial spread. Now, Apple continued to go up. Okay, so if we look at purchasing the 126 strike calls on December 15th, when Apple breached that 125 level, take a look at what happens. Okay, so by the time this trade reaches expiration, if we had just kept that initial spread open, it was showing a loss of $1,385. But you'll notice that due to the hedge that we put on at the 126 strike, those contracts picked up $6,300. So this one simple delta hedge resulted in a net of $4,915 per 10 contracts. So again, you can see what's possible when you're flexible and you're willing to make tweaks as the market changes. Because again, we can't control the market. We can't control any single stock. All we can do is react to what it's doing. And this is what we are demonstrating in this example. Chris says, my head is spinning. Where do I sign? Well, this is a lot to cover. By the way, guys, this will be recorded. So if you have to hop off early or I realize it's a lot of information to get cover at once. So you can rewatch this, no worries. And you can always ask us questions. We're here for you guys to help you figure this stuff out. So here are a few tips to adjusting trades. So we looked at a few different examples. And I went through some kind of more conservative examples with rolling to more aggressive examples like we just looked at with Apple, because they can be both defensive and offensive. And the key really is to make your adjustment match the strength of the move and the underlying security. So if a stock's just kind of just slightly breaching one of your strikes, you know, maybe rolling makes more sense. If it blows through it like we just looked at in that Apple example, you know, maybe we want to be more aggressive with a delta hedge. And if the market's in a sharp decline, that can really make a big difference in your results, because for those of you who have experience with options, you'll know that as the market or a stock drops, implied volatility goes way up, and that's good for options. So when we're hedging, we want our implied volatility to go up. And that's what really can turn losing trades into really big winners, as we looked at in those examples. Now, if the underlying slightly breaches your spread, that's where rolling can help ride the trend until it reverses. But the trick with adjustments is not only knowing how to execute them, but when and what to adjust. So hopefully now you guys know up to 50% of losing trades are avoidable. There's an adjustment to fix virtually every bad trade. And I revealed a few of my most effective adjustment techniques. Rolling and delta neutral hedging are my two main go-tos. There are other adjustments that we teach and do use. And I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to learn those as well, to help fix other types of option strategies. But what I really want everybody to understand on the session tonight is time is not money. It's really the most valuable resource that we have on the planet. And that's why we structure all of our strategies and trade adjustments around systems and techniques that are very low time commitment. So all of our strategies don't require you to sit in front of the computer all day. We actually send our alerts out to our members after market hours. As well as the adjustments. We almost never need to make an adjustment during the trading day. So it's great for people that have full-time jobs or retire and want to be out having fun. And that's really why I trade. I started out because I was lured by the money, like most of us are. But then I realized that the real beauty of trading is it when it's done the right way, it can give us a lot of time. And you can't, you know, obviously earn or create more time, and you certainly can't get it back. But money, on the other hand, does replenish. And I used to trade my time for money. I used to work a 9-to-5 job. You know, it's kind of that cliche. I'm sure you've heard it before, but I did. And I don't now. You know, I quit my job and I trade so I can actually have time. And this is really why I do it. I do it to spend time with my family, with my wife and kids. I love to fly fish, go backcountry skiing, travel to Italy, sailboat in the bay. You know, these are the things I really love and enjoy. And if I were stuck at a desk or even day trading, I wouldn't be able to do these things. So we don't do that for that reason. Not that there's anything wrong with it. If you love that and enjoy it, by all means, certainly if you're doing well at it, I would stick with it. But for us, that's just not what we enjoy. So we're putting together a package for you guys tonight to help you guys take advantage of our option strategies, as well as trade adjustments in our alert bundle package. So you get three different alert services with this package, including our put writer trade alerts, our iron condor and credit spread alerts, and our stock alerts. So we do issue alerts on individual stocks as well. And most of those stocks are optionable. So if you prefer to trade options in lieu of the stock, that's certainly possible. But we do send out about one to two, typically on average, one trade alert per service per week. So you get 12 to 15 trade alerts per month on average. We hold these pretty short periods of time. So most of our trades we're in and out of in a matter of a couple of weeks. And as I showed you, there's a smaller percentage that we need to make adjustments to that could cause us to be in the trade just a little bit longer, but they're relatively short holding periods. And we have an average of 85% win rate for all three services. In fact, if you look at our credit spread iron condor service going back to almost a year ago, we're batting above 90% right now, which is pretty incredible. With very few adjustments needed. And as I mentioned in our put writer service, we're actually probably closer now to 250 straight winning trades going back 6 years. So I'll share those results with you just so you can see. We launched back in 2015, kind of late 2015. So we're coming up on our 6 year. So at the 1 year mark in 2016, we closed out 50 trades. All 50 were winners. These profits are all based on 10 contracts. So if you were trading 10, of course, this will be based on your account size. And guys, this service can be used with any account size. You may not be able to take every alert or trade every strategy, but there are strategies and trades in here that can be executed in relatively small accounts. And you can see how we've done over the years on using this strategy with trade adjustments without a single losing trade, including trade adjustments. So again, about 85% of these, we hit our primary exit, no adjustments needed. About 15% or so, we have to make some adjustments to. Pretty incredible. If you had started with us back in 2016, trading just 10 contracts, over $116,000 in profit before commissions and fees that our members are able to take advantage of. So the idea here, guys, is we want to help teach you how to do these things for yourself while you follow along with us. So as we send these alerts out to our members, we want you guys to also learn how to do it. So I'll show you kind of an example of an alert so you can kind of see what we send. But we send commentary and charts and all the rationale. But this is really a great quote from Tony Robbins. If you want to be successful at something, find someone who's achieved the results you want and copy what they do. And that's really what our intention is. So we want to help guide you guys with live trade examples that reinforce what I've taught you tonight on our session, as well as what I'm going to give you more access to for our other strategies in just a minute. And I also teach you guys how to adjust losing trades in real time with live examples. And you can use these alerts to help reinforce the teaching. So this is kind of what an iron condor alert would look like with the chart, with the action, but it gives you everything you need to know. You could even read this to your broker, right? So this is just an example back in January 2020. of a nice iron condor that we sent out to our members with a 19% return and only 14 days in it. So pretty cool. That's an annualized return of over 495%. And this is an example of a stock alert we sent out to our members on Morgan Stanley. So we do send out stock alerts typically in those, couple of weeks on average. Annualized return on this one was 266%. This is another example of our put strategy. This is another worst case example. Remember, I said I only share our bad trades, but I won't take the time to go through all of this. But it's another example of where a stock actually lost more than 50% of its value by the time we were done with this, and we still came out ahead with a profit for our members. So the final profit was actually 21 times the initial profit. All right. So the key is to follow the game plan. Our alert services have remained consistent in all markets with a strong 5-year track record, actually going on closer to 6 in all services. And even in the recent Corona crash last year, our members were able to ride that out, make some nice adjustments and come out ahead. And even when these crashes occur, although they are a big fear for a lot of traders, we don't fear those. We actually like them because they create higher implied volatility environments for us to sell more premium, which we love. And of course, we're able to do that through adaptability and trade adjustments. And we fix losing trades that aren't working out. We don't just walk away and throw in the towel and take a loss, right? So here's the package we're putting together for you guys tonight to take advantage of all of our trade alerts, our successful track record, and our trade adjustments. We're going to give you guys 12 months of the top 3 options in stock alert services, as I showed you earlier, valued at $1,499. We're also throwing in trade adjustments. So anytime a trade doesn't work out as we initially intend, you'll get all the instructions on how to adjust that, valued at $299. You're also going to get our professional trading series online course. So this course is over 9.5 hours of content that you can watch at your leisure that teaches our best stock options and Forex strategies with trade adjustments. So normally we sell this for $9.97. You get it for free, no additional cost. We're also giving you Facebook group access to our invitation-only Facebook group. We have, I think, close to 900 members in there now who have learned our trade adjustment techniques, and you can interact with them and ask questions and bounce ideas off each other. So that's valued at $199. And again, we're going to throw in all of our teaching for trade adjustments for different option strategies. So you're going to get that as well, valued at $900. And all of the alerts that we issue are delivered after the market closes. So you guys don't need to day trade if you have a full-time job. If you are retired and you want to go out and golf or travel, no big deal. You'll be able to trade these. We send them out via email. And we're also going to be implementing text alerts as well. So we'll be sending out text alerts if you'd rather receive them that way. All right. So you're going to get 12 to 15 real-time alerts per month on average. We guarantee an 80% or greater win rate across all the services. And ultimately, we're going to help you guys learn to trade stocks, futures, Forex options, whatever market you like to trade with consistency. So really valuable package, almost $4,000 at retail if you guys bought this from us from our website. We're taking 75% off tonight and knocking this down to $9.97. That's only $2.73 a day. So very nominal, less than a cup of coffee. We've made this as affordable as possible, and we're going to work with the serious traders out there in the room tonight for the next year to help you be successful. Now, we're going to limit this to 20 seats because we do give you guys a lot of personal interaction and help along the way. And you probably noticed that Richard and our other partner, Craig, is in the chat box answering questions. They'll also be there to help you along the way. So we don't just leave you hanging. Just like with our trade adjustments, we don't just send you the alert. If something goes wrong, we also send you the adjustment. So it takes a lot of time commitment on our part. So we do limit that for that reason. But if you want to take advantage of 75% off everything you see on the screen, here's the link to do that. And Richard will put this in the chat box. So you can just click the link in the chat to claim one of the 20 seats, altostrading.com/bundle. And you can swoop up one of those 20 seats available tonight at the 75% off. All right. And again, you get everything that you saw on your screen, as well as access to our best trades in real time. You don't need to sit and watch your computer all day. The alerts are sent after market hours with easy to read instructions, including charts and order entry screenshots, and the trade adjustments are included. All right. And we're also throwing in the professional trading series. That's the online course I mentioned, we're not just going to give you the alerts. We're going to teach you how we do this from start to finish, how we select the trades, how we do all the charting and the options analysis, as well as the adjustments. So you get access to, everything that we do behind the scenes, which is great. So if you want to learn to do this on your own, great. We have a lot of members who do the trade alerts for a year and then tell us, hey, you know, thanks so much. You've taught me what I needed to know and I can do this on my own now. And they go off and do it on their own. And then we have others who, even if they learn it, they just don't want to have to, you know, do the work. So they just take the alerts, put them in with their broker and enjoy their time. So it's up to you. We're good with whatever you guys want. But this is valued at $9.97. We're knocking that down and throwing it in for free with the bundle package. So this works for everyone from beginners up to seasoned traders, people who work full-time jobs, part-time jobs, traders worldwide. We have students in over 130 countries and any account size, whether you're trading one contract per alert or 100. Our strategies are developed to work with all levels. So you can adjust your position size based on your risk tolerance and account size. And it works for traders who want to learn how to trade on their own and for traders who want to be spoon-fed. We've set it up, you know, really to be the best of both worlds. We have a lot of really satisfied members. By the way, we also have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau, but a lot of great testimonials from members who've done very well with our services. I want to leave enough time for Q&A here. So I'm just going to, you know, pick the one out from Winford because he's one of our long-term members that's been trading the Put Rider and the Iron Condor service. He's a retired law enforcement officer, and this is really his second career trading. He wrote into us and said he made over $90,000 in 1 year with our alert. So really happy to see that kind of stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to throw in a quick guarantee here, and then I'll get to Q&A. We do back everything up that we give to our members. So if you guys aren't profitable trading the alerts in the first 90 days, we will give you $1,000 to spend on any of our highly acclaimed online trading courses, coaching services, or our Trade Trends software, and we'll give you an additional year of the trade alerts on us. That's how confident we are in this. We've actually never had anyone take us up on this, full disclosure. But if you aren't profitable, just send us your brokerage statement and we will give you $1,000 to spend on our website and store credit, as well as another year of the trade alert. All right, so we'll get to Q&A. You're probably wondering what's going to happen next. Well, once you join, and it looks like we've got a lot of people joining right now, you're going to automatically be added to our members list for the trade alerts and then directed to the trade alert membership registration page. And then once you're registered, you're going to receive a confirmation email in a few hours confirming your access. And then we'll give you access to the professional trading series and the members only portal. And then we're going to throw in those two special bonuses that I mentioned. One is our trade trend software, and then our ebook, as well as the professional trading series. All right, guys. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up to Q&A, and we'll do the best to answer everybody's questions. If I don't get to you guys, you can always shoot us an email, support@altostrading.com, or give us a jingle at 800-895-9348. We don't have anyone currently answering phone calls, so you would need to wait until the morning to give us a call. But if you shoot us an email tonight, we should be able to get back to you by the evening. But to take advantage of one of the 20 spots, you'll want to go to altostrading.com/bundle right away to get everything you see on your screen. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Richard, and we'll go ahead and open up Q&A. If you guys have any questions, welcome, Chris. Glad you joined. Really excited for you also. Thanks so much. Okay, so go ahead and relay any questions, Richard, that have come through.
Yeah, John has a question. He wants to know, when typically do the trade alerts come out? So is there any particular days of the week that these come out?
Yeah. So, since there are three alert services included in the bundle, typically the Iron Condors and credit spreads come out on Thursday evening. So we actually sent out a credit spread alert tonight. So for everybody who joins tonight, you'll be getting that alert. And that'll be for Friday morning. So you can basically put that one in tonight or anytime before the market opens tomorrow. And then we've got our put riders typically come out between Tuesday and Thursday. We very seldom issue an alert on Monday. And our stock alert's kind of the same thing, typically Tuesday through Thursday. And then in terms of time of day, they always come out after the market closes. And we usually try to send those out as soon after the market closes as possible. I'm the one that selects the alerts. So I've got to do the research. I wait for the market to close, do my research, and then put the alert together and send it out. So you basically get them like kind of mid to late afternoon.
All right, very, very good. Typically with your put writer service, how many trade adjustments do you typically do?
Yeah, again, so that one is a very consistent strategy. Most of the time, the vast majority of the time, we don't have to make adjustments to that one. So I don't have the exact statistic. I'd have to go back and tally, but it's actually probably higher than 85% now, but let's just say it's on average going back five or six years, it's about 85%. We don't have to adjust. So it hits our initial profit target. And then roughly about 15% of those we need to make adjustments to. And again, the adjustments are similar to the initial alert. They're sent out after the market closes. You have plenty of time to go ahead and enter that with the broker, with your broker before the next trading day.
Good. Mary's asking about the stocks. Are they typically expensive stocks, or what's the price point of those?
For the stock alerts. Yeah. So they're generally, in the neighborhood of $15 to $50. It's pretty seldom we issue a stock alert above $50 a share. So we try to kind of keep them lower cost stocks, for them to be accessible to people with smaller accounts. And of course, you can adjust the number of shares you trade based on your account size and risk tolerance.
And there are a handful of folks that joined a little late, so you may have already touched on this, but someone asked, how far do you usually go out on the option expiration?
Great question. Yeah, so we almost always, there will be maybe a handful of times, like less than 5% of the time we go out further than 2 weeks, but I would say 90 to 95% of the time we start out with a 2 week expiration. So we're using weekly options here, guys. I didn't mention that, but almost all of our options trades, in fact, if not all of them, are on ETFs and indices and equities that have weekly options available. That gives us a lot more adjustment flexibility and option.
Gregory's asking if we take PayPal or PayPal credit.
Yes, Greg. So when you go to the order page, excuse me, you'll have the option to use PayPal, regular credit card, or if you qualify, we also offer PayPal credit where you make interest payments through.
Let's see, I don't see any other further technical questions or anything in here.
Great. Well, guys, as I mentioned, if you have any other questions that you think of after we sign off, you can always reach out to us at support@altostrading.com or give us a call or go to our website and fill out our contact us form at altostrading.com. So it looks like we have, what is it, Richard? We have like two or three seats left.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Last I looked at it, we had a few seats left. So guys, we are going to shut this down after 20 seats are filled. So if you want to take advantage, go ahead and lock it in now at 75% off. I hope you guys got a lot out of the session tonight. I hope you learned some really cool adjustment techniques for your options trades. There's a lot more of that teaching in our professional trading series. So I'm excited for everybody who joined to get to watch that and learn a lot of our other trade adjustments. So just want to really thank everybody for joining. Really appreciate it. I really admire your ability and desire to learn. And even after being in this business for over 20 years, I'm still learning every day. I never stop. And I really enjoy that seeing people that are dedicated that want to do the same. So you're in the right place. You came to the right spot. And welcome aboard to everybody who's joined. And we'll hopefully see all of you soon.